The proposed cuts would save the state $28 million, money that would go to filling a gap in higher education funding. Governor Nixon spoke to a crowd in Columbia.
This is a very needy group, and oftentimes folks that have sight impairment have a series of other things going on that are also significant health challenges. And there's a solid reason why, over the last number of decades, no one has ever even considered cutting this program. That's because it's the right thing to do. These people need it. They rely on it.
The program pays for health care for over 2,000 blind people who don't qualify for Medicaid. Representative Ryan Silvey, who chairs the budget committee, says since there's no income cap to qualify for the program, those benefiting aren't necessarily the state's neediest.
Someone could literally be making $100,000 a year, live in a home that they own themselves, and still qualify for this program as long as they didn't have over $20,000 in investment accounts or other assets.
Governor Nixon says if the full House approves the cuts, he'll work with the Senate to restore funding. Jacob Fenston, KBIA News.